This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, if we get the time, we'll talk about psychopaths, but Johnson tells me that the story he has might be a little bit too long. So still to come, though, we do have the story about Target apparently banning I guess they're no longer going to carry, or maybe it's just for this holiday season, not going to be carrying clown masks. We can talk about that and more. Of course, your calls come first, and we actually had quite a few callers tonight on this weekday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And again, that's 855-450-3733. The Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. We go back to David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Cody, and Johnson.
Oh, howdy, y'all.
Go ahead, David.
I was interested in, toward the end of the last hour, you were talking about a strange incident in which a guy with a gun was, there was a difficulty in talking him down. And I've mentioned before that I study energy issues out here in San Francisco, and so I've been studying ISIS and, you know, the oil pipelines in the Middle East and, you know, the origins of ISIS. And one of the websites that I look at is called Syrian Perspective, and there are a whole lot of comments in there about the people that are given to do the suicide bombing. You know,
okay.
The guys that'll drive a truck into a gateway or something like that, and, you know, suicide themselves. And apparently in the Middle East, the real tragedy of this is that ISIS will come along and extort somebody. They'll say, I'm going to kill your whole family if you don't do this. You know, I'm going to, you know, rape your mother, gullet your children, and but if you just drive this suicide truck into this checkpoint, you know, you're going to not only get to your 72 virgins, but you'll go down as a martyr. And so the idea of being extorted into to doing an extreme act is a pretty ugly one. And if you read a lot of old mystery books, you know, 100 years ago when loan shark people would, you know, for example, in the Prohibition days, you know, nearly 100 years ago, they had trouble finding drivers to drive bootleg whiskey across the national border or something. And so they would extort people in the same way. If somebody owed too much in gambling debts to, you know, one of the gambling kingpins, they'd get them to drive the truck. And if they made it, they'd write off their note. Otherwise, he'd do his time in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was this extortion way that you don't necessarily want to believe the hype that somebody is an insane Islamicist, when in fact it might be more accurate to just say that they were extorted into doing
it. They could be threatening to kill their family or something like that if they don't do what they're told. That's certainly a possibility, David. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's one of the things that they'll do with, like, sex slavery is, you know, like, a girl will run away in Europe or wherever it is, in Eastern Europe or wherever it is that happens, and they'll end up in the hands of some sort of cartel, some kind of gang, and they'll basically say, hey, look, you're going to start working for us now. You're going to be turning tricks. You'll be giving us, you know, most of the money from that. And if you don't do what we say, well, we know where your family lives. We know that your mom's name is this and your dad's name is that. And if, you know, if you don't do what we say, if you try to run away from us, then we're going to go and kill your little sister.
Yeah, well,
stuff like that.
Unless Liam Neeson comes around and saves the day.
It's scary stuff, though, because that's real.
Find you.
Like, that actually happens. I haven't seen that movie that you're referencing,
okay.
But...
good stuff.
Is it about sex slavery or something?
Yeah. Okay. They go on a... I believe his daughter goes on a trip to, like, see U2 or something stupid.
Hmm.
And she gets abducted. Liam Neeson comes around. He makes a threatening phone call. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Just total badass. Good movie.
Go to your calls and thoughts here. James is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey.
Good.
James Cleveland, former Free Talk Live co-host.
It is.
Hey, dude. Congratulations. You got your convictions here in New Hampshire annulled. And I wasn't quite clear if TJ was saying that the Dinwiddie ones were also annulled.
That's correct. So they're expunged is what they call it down here.
Excellent.
Got a little bit of the story wrong, but what really happened is the judge tried to call me, and I said, well, that's not me because that's, you know, those names, all the letters are capitalized.
Did you really?
No.
No.
And then I said, oh, I'm not going to cross the bar because, you know, you have gold fringes on the flag, and that means it's the Admiralty Court. No, it was pretty
ridiculous.
Do that
either.
The prosecutor basically admitted that the officer involved in my case was a liar. She said that on the record, and she also said he's no longer with the department.
Interesting.
And it kind of is interesting, too, that so I was doing a little bit of research because I was waiting to get the actual order from the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you get expunged, right, and then you have to wait around for the clerks to do the paperwork. So I just started looking into Dinwiddie County. Okay, so Dinwiddie County is very small. Like, just to give you a picture, it has one restaurant, like the post office, one bank. It has a huge courthouse. It's like half, maybe 75% of the courthouse in Keene. It has a really nice public administration building, brand new shiny vehicles everywhere, fire department, school. My favorite was the community enrichment center. Whatever that is. And then they also had a Dinwiddie County training facility next to their elementary school, which I thought was kind of funny. But
yeah, population of Dinwiddie County, the entire county, is just not even quite 28,000 people.
Yeah,
so that's
and
pretty
this,
small.
It is a huge county. I mean, it's like farmland country, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But they have two, like 85 and 95 connectors. And they have a major, major artery where they can pull people over. So that's their industry. They don't have, like, anything else that they do. But it's really like a scam county. If you're ever traveling through,
stay away.
Yeah, like we got tailed, like going in and going out by Dinwiddie County Sheriff. So,
so you're still there?
Too,
I mean, are you just waiting to get back to Colorado? What's your plan now?
Yeah, we're heading back to Colorado, but I was doing like some research, and just in the last 2 years, they have like 50 sheriff deputies. Just in the last 2 years, one deputy shot and killed his brother. He was charged with murder. One deputy pulled over his ex-girlfriend, beat her up and maced her. Now it's called on the dash cam. And then another deputy, the sheriff himself, he actually called a suspect the N-word during an interrogation. So, like, these are the caliber of officers that you're dealing with there. I mean,
yeah, and there can't be that many of them. I mean, I understand that the government's pretty big considering the population, but I mean, how many officers could they possibly have? We're talking about a significant.
50.
Yeah, so we're talking about a significant portion of them involved in some obvious corruption that they've been busted for already.
Yeah, recently. My guy, he was just like swept under the rug. Like they didn't even have a news story about him, so I'm not even sure what he was lying about.
Yeah, that would be interesting to find that out, but I wouldn't blame you for wanting to get the hell out of that place and never look back.
Virginia, TJ said it, the whole thing's a speed trap. It's the only state I've ever been to where they have signs like speeds enforced by aircraft. I've never seen that anywhere else. And it's like every couple miles you go, you see a state police or sheriff deputy.
I feel like that might happen in other states. They just might not advertise it.
Yeah, you could be right.
The speed check by aircraft thing?
Yeah.
I've seen it
really
in Florida.
I really feel like they were doing that in Maine, but I can't really confirm
it. And I think I've seen it in New Hampshire as well.
Radar detectors are also illegal in Virginia.
Yep, that's right. It's one of the few places where it's illegal to have those.
Aren't there some
beef crap? It's just ridiculous. But
aren't there some movies or like TV shows that have like taken place in Dinwiddie County? I feel like I've heard of Dinwiddie before.
It does sound familiar. I mean, besides James's arrest,
right?
I don't know. It's a good question. James, good luck getting out of there, and thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the update.
Oh, I got one more little joke real quick. So they wrote me a check. I got my filing fee back. And the problem is they wrote it in all caps letters.
Thanks for the call, James. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free here. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Healthcare's all messed up in the U.S. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. Now, of course, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, a nearly naked Hillary Clinton statue is sparking fury in New York City, or did this afternoon when it was unveiled. Let's go first, though, to David in New Mexico on via Skype. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. I heard Sarah on the replay last night. I guess I got one voter to vote against, or to vote to not retain M. Monica Zamora for the Court of Appeals in New Mexico. And since she's up for retention, you guys are familiar with the retention elections for judges, right? Well, I guess you're not, because I heard you question that a bit.
No, yeah. Here in New Hampshire, they don't elect judges. But what she was saying was that she was voting to not retain the judges that were currently there. And I generally say, yeah, kick them all out. I mean, if you don't know who a judge is, they're probably bad. So better to just get them out of the court rather than let them continue having that power and put somebody new into that position until we can finally abolish the state entirely.
Yeah, exactly. And that not just judges, but that goes for every politician, but
sure,
judges especially. Are you familiar with the retention system? Like I had said, I heard you question her on that because that's what it is here in New Mexico, is retention. Are you familiar with that?
No. What happens if people don't retain them?
Well, that almost never happens. That's the problem with retention. The state here finagled their way to go back to retention instead of the head-to-head elections, where all a judge needs to get. Well, first of all, if, when there's an empty judge slot, they're appointed, I believe, and in most cases or all cases by the governor.
Okay.
And then they serve out the whatever's remaining of that term they're appointed for, and then they go to one head-to-head election with any comers, and then whoever wins that election is in that judge's seat, and then all they have to do each time they're up for election is not go head to head with somebody, but simply get 57% of the vote. And that's not 57% of voters that vote, but it's of people that bother to vote for judges, which a lot of people just skip over that. Of those that vote for judges, all they need is 57% voting to retain as opposed to not retain, which means that by default, you're almost guaranteed to permanently be retained. You see what I mean?
And well, so, I mean, so that's, people tend to vote for incumbents, and that's basically what's going on here. Oh, you know, so-and-so is in the position, and they must be doing a good job, so we'll just keep them there. And that's what you're really working against.
That's the problem with it. It's so, anyway, back to M. Monica Zamora.
Now, this is a judge who, stole your kids from you or something?
That's what I say. Stole. She illegally adopted my children to another man,
mm-hmm.
And like I say, it was illegal. I proved it was illegal with a unanimous decision at the Court of Appeals, which ironically she now sits on the Court of Appeals. But I got her decision vacated, and my children returned back to the legal ownership of myself.
Okay,
and then she went on to get herself elected to that very Court of Appeals where I defeated her,
mm-hmm.
And she did that by putting up, like I said, her family. There's four lawyers in her family. There's herself. Her father's what started it. I don't remember his first name, but he's retired. He was up in Santa Fe, and then her brother Gino is an attorney now for the school system in Santa Fe, and was previous to that he was with the city of Santa Fe. Gino's actually he's a pretty nice guy.
So what are you driving at here?
What I'm driving, well, retention. State of New Mexico, everybody in New Mexico gets an opportunity to vote for or against judges for the Court of Appeals. Every single voter in the state of New Mexico. M. Monica Zamora.
All right, thank you. We're not going to do campaigning here on Free Talk Live, but thank you. Well, if you'd like to, you can buy advertisements on the local radio station that carries us there, which is Kiva, and I'm sure they'd be happy to have you purchase that.
It would be a much more effective way of doing what you're trying to do.
Yeah, we just don't...
some signs.
It's one thing to talk about retention and why that's a bad idea. It's another thing to, you know...
One mention on one show is not going to do what you're trying to do.
To advocate for... On a show that's national, by the way. So if everybody calls in and, you know, starts talking about some local race and who they support, it's going to be boring
as
hell.
I don't care. I know you kind of care, but...
No, I don't. Why would I care?
You know,
why would I care? I don't live in New Mexico.
Well, I mean, his story is compelling, but, you know... Yeah, it's still local politics.
If I cared about other places, I would, you know, go there. I care about New Hampshire. And even then, I don't talk about the local state house races here on the radio.
You knew his story going into that. I didn't know it until he brought it up with, you know, about this judge taking his kids. I kind of wish it had led with that. But, you know, because it's like up until that point, I'm like, what is local politics? What are you, you're rambling. But then he said, you know, like why he was, you know, against this judge. It's like, oh, now this story actually makes some sense. And there's some, you know, meat to it. But,
Yeah, I could have mentioned that in the beginning of his call, but I didn't know if that was where he was going with the whole call.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of politics, in New York City today, according to the New York Post, a thin-skinned Hillary Clinton supporter went bananas after spotting a nearly nude hoofed statue of the Democratic presidential nominee erected in Lower Manhattan on Tuesday morning. The misshapen caricature.
She's a frickin' demon.
popped up outside the Bowling Green subway station at around 6 a.m. causing
they rub the statue in like old match heads, you know, and make it smell like sulfur.
causing a rush hour commotion. What is that about, the sulfur thing?
Because she's a demon.
She's a frickin' demon.
Is that a demon thing? Demons smell like sulfur?
Sulfur is brimstone. It's the smell of brimstone from the fires of hell.
See, I didn't even know about that. You learn something new every night here. So apparently the irate woman knocked down the statue, breaking off parts of it and sitting on it at around 7 a.m. while the unnamed artist and male supporter tried to save it, said witnesses.
Would it be against the NAP to pull the stick out of her butt?
The NAP is the non-aggression principle.
It's not a stick. It's a part of the Hillary statue.
She called police. So the woman who attacked the statue called the police. Who then told the unnamed artist to move the statue, said statue was gone by 7:30 in the morning.
Oh.
The male artist says, yeah, I hope they put you in cuffs. I'm just trying to preserve my art here. The upset woman said, this is my workplace. I have to look at this. As she sat on the statue, a man sticking up for the artist shouted out, does anyone have a forklift? The artist identified himself to witnesses as 27-year-old Anthony Scioli. When reporters showed up at a West 35th Street address listed for Scioli, a young man there, who doesn't resemble the alleged artist at the scene, said he knew nothing about it. His irate mom, though, angrily said the work was crafted by a pal of her son. She screamed, it was Danny! It was Danny, his childhood friend who never grew up! While Scioli said he had absolutely no involvement with the stunt, he nonetheless defended it. And she's kind of naked there. There's definitely some, she's topless. The statue is topless, and it does appear to have a man touching her. And who that is, I'm not sure. It's Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever.
Get a U.S. Silver Eagle Canadian Maple Leaf Austrian Philharmonic OPM Pure Bar and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong.
We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's now apparently a Hillary Clinton nude statue. For those of you who may not have heard the story, I think it was during the presidential primary that statues of Trump showed up, or maybe it was after the nomination. But either way, statues of like sculptures, I guess, of Donald Trump showed up in multiple cities simultaneously. So I don't know if there's been any other cities in this case, but in New York City this morning at about 6 in the morning, the misshapen, as is being described by the New York Post as a misshapen caricature, popped up in the city.
She certainly is a misshapen character.
She has hoofs in this particular statue. She's standing
in real life.
She's standing on something here that it's not really clear what it is. It looks like it's like a Google map or something like that. Maybe it's a country. Maybe it's Syria or something like that. I'm not sure what the...
Oh, yeah. I see that now. Did we figure out who this man is that's groping her from the behind?
A balding man that is sort of coming out from behind her. She's wearing like a smock or a coat of some sort, and he's sort of poking out from her side, reaching one arm around and touching her.
So what confuses me is you don't see his feet, so I'm wondering where he's coming out of.
So according to the story here, there was a woman who actually attacked the art in the morning very shortly after it was put up, and screaming, apparently, that she shouldn't have to look at this while she's at work. She demanded to know if anyone had a forklift. Eventually, police came and told the artist to remove it. There is some video of this, but I haven't had a chance to actually see if there's, you know, a bunch of curse words in it. So I've only played the first few seconds. I'll give you a sample of it because I'm pretty sure this beginning portion's pretty sick. So she's actually taken the statue down physically, and she starts to kick at it as well. She just does not care about this man's property. And
wow.
That goes on to claim that it's not his property.
Yes. You can't touch people, but it's your property.
Get out of my house. This is abandoned property.
So is it abandoned property if the artist is standing right there?
Doesn't sound abandoned to me.
Yeah,
I would say it's not abandoned.
Sounds
but
like it's being watched over.
I don't think this lady was arrested or anything. Quote, the artist, Mr. Scioli, Anthony Scioli, 27-year-old, said, that's the nature of the work. It wasn't built to last. I think it's unfortunate. He said, I do believe satire gets to the truth of matters. It was lighthearted. The way it escalated is unfortunate. Scioli claimed he doesn't know who Donald Trump and Clinton are. Quote, I completely had nothing to do with it. Someone gave my name. I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with the Hillary Clinton or Trump statue. I never heard of these people.
The guy coming out from behind her kind of looks like Karl Rove.
Wasn't he Bush's guy?
I think so, but I don't know. It looks like him.
Well, he looks like a balding man. I mean, that could be a lot of politicians.
Sure.
Both Scioli
and... Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really look very much like Hillary either.
Maybe it's, who's the New York Pataki or somebody like that? Like one of those, maybe he's like one of those New York politicians.
Maybe.
Bloomberg or something. Who knows?
Before the downtown incident got heated, most passersby seemed to view the statue as harmless, said witnesses. And then according to the story here at the news, when the lady started kicking it, then it got serious, said Demetrius Aspinall, age 22, who works at a nearby farmer's market. He says, just because you don't like it, you shouldn't be taking it upon yourself to destroy it. Miriam Hernandez, a 62-year-old interpreter, says she understood the woman's angry reaction. She says, oh my God, that is disgusting. As a woman, I'm doubly offended. I guess that woman got offended. I would have just ignored it, but sometimes you just can't ignore something, she said. Now, I suspect these same people who are mad about Hillary Clinton would have been elated to see the Donald Trump naked statue. I'm just guessing on that, you know. Maybe they would have been as angry because of the naked Donald Trump. And I believe that the naked Donald Trump did not have a penis, if I'm recalling
correctly. Well, then that makes it even more okay.
And
for them, anyways, I mean.
An equally offensive naked Donald Trump statue by the anarchist collective In Decline was erected near Union Square in August and remained there all day until parks workers finally removed it. At the time, agency spokesbureaucrats said, quote, NYC Parks stands firmly against any unpermitted erection in city parks, no matter how small.
Sorry.
Apparently, there's been
the way
statues.
They worded that when we're talking about nudity.
Really? Now, is this today? Oh, no, this is a couple months ago.
Yeah, apparently there was another statue. This is also after the Trump statue.
Where was that one? Also New York City?
I don't know. Yeah, it looks like it, but I'm not sure. I'm looking at the article, and it's not forthcoming.
Well, hopefully we'll learn a little bit more about this and who the actual artist was, because this guy, Scioli, is saying it actually wasn't him.
This one's a better statue, but it's also a very naked Hillary, and this one actually looks like Hillary.
This one is definitely more of a caricature, but you can tell, obviously, who it is intended to be. Let's go to Sarah, listening in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Well, you know, I just think that Donald Trump, he's so best at running and sponsoring beauty pageants. Isn't he always with, like, Miss Utah and the hotel room, can I kiss her? Or she's always on TV with Miss California and two of his wives were models. I mean, his expert in, surrounding himself with beautiful women. I think it's very bizarre that he got the Republican nomination. He's more of a television personality.
It's not bizarre that he got the nomination. I mean,
I'm not surprised one bit.
He represents like it or not, he represents something different in Washington, D.C. He's an outsider from the perspective of the fact that he doesn't live there. He hasn't been elected there previously. And a lot of people in the United States are, frankly, sick and tired of politics as usual. They're sick and tired of the candidates that they're normally given to choose from. And that's why Donald Trump got the nomination. People came out in droves to support him.
I think beyond that, too, is that people love the entertainment industry.
Sure.
You guys think this is crazy this time around? Kanye West has already said he wants to run for president, and I would not be surprised
if he won.
If that was the next election cycle,
Kanye
West.
In other
words, there's going to be a combination of the internet, the entertainment, and the political system.
So if Trump actually wins this time around, it'll be Trump versus Kanye West in four more years, right?
And mark my words, I'm telling you.
You know, it's too bad.
It's going to get worse and worse.
This would have been a great opportunity for some of the other libertarians that have run on the libertarian ticket. That's, I think it's really too bad that libertarians didn't put up either a Mary Ruart, which, you know, I've voted for.
You mean a principled libertarian lady, the author of Healing Our World?
Even just the fact that she's a lady, you know, that would be, you know, a great opportunity to be running against Hillary. And I think it would have done very well this election cycle.
Yeah, for
had
sure.
That been the choice. Or even
or what if they,
also,
what if the libertarians? That's what I was going to say. What if the libertarians run as celebrity?
Yeah, well, I think has run in the past.
I think
it would be
yes.
For what?
President.
Doug Stanhope ran for president.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, as an independent.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think he lasted long.
Yeah.
Wait, he didn't get through the nomination.
Mentality. You know, like you said, there's so much involved in entertainment. That they pick somebody that would actually like somebody that is so vain, that is fixed on, like, outward appearances, that is fixated on beautiful women.
Sarah, would you ever consider running for president?
Well, you know what? They could also hire real actors like Ronald Reagan was a, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That didn't answer my question, Sarah.
Well,
would you ever consider
that's the best choice, right? Run real,
you?
Real actors, because they're nothing.
Are you the next best choice, Sarah? Would you run for president?
No, I wasn't born here, but I won't run for president. No, I don't think I'm qualified.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number 855-450-FREE.
She would fix all the roads.
Yep,
and trolleys.
And trolleys.
See, even if she doesn't want to run, we'll draft her. Draft Sarah 2020.
She seems bothered that people would nominate a man who's interested in beautiful women. I mean, come on, that's something that most men can relate to, right? That's one of the things that makes him endearing.
Yeah, what do you want all your politicians to be asexual?
By the way, I just want to make it clear, I'm not supporting Trump. I'm just explaining why he got the nomination.
Yeah.
All right. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow.
pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. It's been a busy night on the phones, which is always fun, but it means we didn't get a chance to get to that story about the psychopaths. So will you hold that one, Johnson, because it sounds interesting. And as we get closer and closer to the election, it's more and more relevant.
Right.
So we'll get into that here when we get the chance. We're talking about a minor psychopath, the woman who lost her cool because of a Hillary Clinton statue that appeared in New York City this morning around 6 a.m. She came out of wherever it was she was hiding and just viciously attacked the statue, throwing it down, breaking it, kicking it, and then defending her actions, claiming that the statue was unclaimed property or abandoned property. I've got a little bit more from that video that we'll play here in a moment. Also, I want to let you know about store.bitcoin.com. We've told you about bitcoin.com, which is, of course, a great website to visit if you're new to Bitcoin. And even if you're not new to Bitcoin, if you've been around the cryptocurrency world for a while, the Bitcoin.com has got a great news section to it. It's got a forum that you can use as well, and it's a forum that doesn't have the censorship that some of the other Bitcoin communities do. So if you go to store.bitcoin.com, however, you can actually get some T-shirts. If you're a fan of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, you know that T-shirts are a great way to get a conversation started about crypto. And they've got some pretty cool shirts over at Bitcoin.com. In fact, it's got one of my favorites that I actually have, the Bitcoin Not Bombs Big B logo T-shirt, the orange and black with a bunch of cool words, like one of those word, I don't know what you call that style.
Word cloud.
Word clouds, but in the shape of a big, large B logo for the Bitcoin. And so they've got a bunch of other ones, coffee mugs and some hoodies and things like that. So head on over to store.bitcoin.com. Looks like they've got stickers as well. Which are always cool. So you can get the Bitcoin Accepted Here stickers from store.bitcoin.com, and I suspect you'll be able to pay with Bitcoin. So head on over there when you get a chance. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Parker is on the line in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Cody, and Johnson. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So you've been talking a lot about this Hillary Clinton statue that happened in New York. I think that's actually pretty funny. And I think that there should be more of that.
Absolutely.
There's this thing. God, I can't even remember how long ago it was, but there was this time when I was in Chicago, and they had this thing called Cows on Parade. And there are all these different cows, and they had all these different designs on them. Like, one was a holy cow, and it was wearing, like, glasses, and it was right next to, like, a sports...
You sure this wasn't an ad for Chick-fil-A?
No, this is not a ad for Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Though they might have sponsored it. I don't know. They had all these wacky different things. I think they should do the exact same thing, but instead of cows on parade, it should be politicians on parade. And they should have, like, all these different wacky designs that are offensive and degrading and that are, like, targeted specifically at the politician's biggest insecurities and, you know, something like that.
Now, are you an artist?
Oh, God, no. I'm not by
no,
any...
No, Parker's an idea man.
Yeah.
Yes, this is, I mean,
it's a lot of idea men calling in tonight.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with people with ideas, but the problem is inspiring other people to see the, you know, your idea as worth doing. That's always a tricky one.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, maybe somebody's listening right now who has the artistic fortitude to be able to, you know, do the stuff that you're talking about, and they'll feel like that's such a brilliant idea, they'll run with it, but
it
seems
unlikely. I want to put it out in the air. There's like a running joke in the you know, the Free State Project Liberty community in this area in New Hampshire, where when this happens all the time in this area, where
somebody
will come up, yeah, you should do this, we could do this, it would be this great idea, and it's kind of become this like stereotypical flippant joke response to say, that's a good idea, you should do that.
Derek J changed it. He, instead of saying you should do that, he'll say you could do that.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that I want to bring up is that who was it, Sarah, that was talking about politicians or something in New Mexico or something like that.
Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, I think it'd be really cool. I would like to try and do this myself, but I'm not sure I have the skills necessary to succeed in doing this. But I think someone, be it me or somebody else, should run for some sort of public office at the next time that it's available. And the goal should be not to get people to vote for them, but to get people to stay home on election day.
It's a good idea. You could do that.
Yep, you totally could do that. Yeah, thanks for the call, Parker. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
He really didn't get it. He just launched right back into it. That's fun.
That one
pretty good stuff.
Is even, I would say that one's even less likely. I mean, so the first one, maybe some artist heard him and was inspired by that, and they'll go out and they'll do that. That's possible. Unlikely, but possible.
Right.
The second one is even less likely because most of the people who don't support voting are never going to run for a political
office.
Most
people also just aren't inspired by people just shouting ideas, and it just doesn't happen. Like, people are inspired by other people doing things.
That's true.
And then they're like, I like that idea. I can do this different thing that's kind of like that.
Spin on it or whatever.
That's how most people get inspired. Look at all the activism that you've ever seen.
Right.
And you're going to find that pattern is really prevalent. Like, that most people that have done activism are doing activism because they saw something else happen that they liked, and they're doing it kind of like that.
Well, it's like Derek J's victimless crime spree wasn't inspirational because it was a theoretical blog about things they wanted to do.
A couple guys standing around a table talking or whatever, sitting around passing a joint, talking about what they ought to do.
Right.
But I agree with you. Yeah, get out there, you know, and inspire other people by doing the things that you think are the most important to do. And it's not hard to run for political office. I mean, although I guess I can't speak for Washington State, where Parker's calling from, here in New Hampshire, you can throw in $2 and you can run for a state representative seat as a Republican or a Democrat. I mean, really,
it's also really easy in these other areas to, like, you know, you come up with these ideas, and it's like, well, because you're not going to necessarily execute because you don't have any people around you to execute those ideas with.
Right, and I wish we had time. We'll have to play it another night, but one of our listeners in Missouri is all by himself in this little town. He's going recording video in the town hall, and he got threatened and assaulted today recently for that.
It's really dangerous to do this kind of activism by your lonesome.
To do this alone. And further, I mean, I don't support someone running for office with a message of don't, you know, trying to keep people from coming out and voting. What's the ultimate goal there? Because even if you were to be successful and convince a bunch of people to not come out and vote,
right,
then let's just say you were as successful as you could possibly be and you convinced 100% of the people to not vote, which is impossible because the bureaucrats will always come out and vote for themselves. So the people inside the system, the people who get paid by the government, they're going to come out and vote. But even if they didn't, for some reason, all their cars broke down, you know, there was something that happened and they just couldn't come out to do it. Even if they didn't, we've seen elections where no one has voted before, and they have a system to deal with that.
Right.
They'll either flip a coin, or they'll just, you know, someone will get appointed by the city council, or the current state representative, or the governor, or whoever, whatever the office is.
Right.
They have a system for this. You're not going to end the system if people don't go out and vote.
Right.
If you really want to actually have an effect on folks or have an effect on the system, then try to encourage people to not pay taxes. Because if enough people didn't pay taxes, then everything would come crashing down. It's the obedience that's the problem. It's not the fact that people are going out and voting. So for all these anarchists out there, and I'm friends with a lot of them, but for all the anarchists who say, we got to stop people from voting because voting is consent,
right,
or whatever their arguments are, it's ridiculous. The consent is the taxes and the obedience.
Right.
So how many of those anarchists who don't vote are also not filing, you know, taxes with the IRS every year? Because I bet you most of them are. I bet you most of them are obediently paying whatever taxes they're told to pay because they know that there's risk in actually taking those steps.
Right.
And there's no risk in not voting.
There's not a huge risk in staying home that day. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. And I'll gladly share that information with people that I'm not going to vote. But I'm not gonna talk like I'm doing some big justice for the world. I'm just
Feeling lazy.
You
don't care.
Well, and it's not laziness. It's just,
what is it then?
If there was a reason for me to go out and do it,
there's liberty people on the ballot.
But I don't agree with it or believe in it, and it's not really something I want to take part in. I'm just saying I understand there's no risk in it. I'm not acting like this is a huge, like, activist thing.
You're not
acting like
you're better than other people.
Yeah, it's just that's how I'm gonna.
You don't think the system's gonna come crashing down because you stayed home and masturbated rather than voted?
It's just how I'm going to treat that day. That's just what I've decided. No big deal. I'm not gonna, you know, walk around like I'm Jesus. But you know,
would you feel bad if one of the liberty activists on the ballot lost by one vote?
I'd probably still sleep fine that night.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Fair enough. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, for those of you who want to check out more Cody, check out offtheairlive.com. He's doing a special edition of his show tonight.
Yes.
10 o'clock Eastern time, so that's coming up over at lrn.fm. And we will see you online in the meantime between now and then over at freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.